Tower CEN Mobile.
KFW Mobile, happy Friday.
You, and I've been ready for it too.
It's a long week.
I think just because, I don't know, I've been off all week. Last week, this week. For some reason, my weeks have just been off, and I don't know why.
Everything's off in this world right now.
We're getting ready to shut down for 3 weeks. We can do training and stuff, and it's going to throw me off even worse. There'll be some weeks where we're not working Monday and Friday, and other weeks where I think like next week we work Monday through Wednesday. It's going to be weird.
Monday through Wednesday, does that mean you got to go in on Thursday and Friday too?
Definitely not my plan currently, and Friday's Good Friday, so I doubt I'll have to go in Thursday. But if I do, I do. But, you know, I ain't planning on it. I'm going to take that off, so.
Well, there's two Parks on the Air contests and three QSO parties this weekend, plus a Poland DX contest.
We have to get on the radio this weekend.
That's, you know, when the different QSO parties are happening throughout the year, so I could, you know, get the last confirmations for the remaining states, and Alaska doesn't have one.
They have a QSO party?
It says it's, you know, undetermined, and that it just doesn't have one. Maybe just not enough operators or something.
Is your Alaskan contact confirmed?
Negative.
On iOS or not, but a program that I used to get Hawaii was, it's called a Ham Alert. I'm pretty sure it's on iOS as well, but it's called Ham Alert. And you can set it up for, there's a bunch of triggers that you can set up. You can set up call signs, you can set up, you know, grid locations, you can set up different bands, mode, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So what I did to finally be able to get Hawaii was I put in the Hawaiian, I think it was their identifier or something. There was something I put in, and every time a Hawaiian operator was pinged on the network, every time somebody spotted them, I would get a notification for FDA or whatever, and I could go try to make contact with them.
You may have to download something like that for the Alaska station. I got the Hawaii station a couple times. I don't know if they confirmed or not, though.
Well, I had, you know, only a small handful. I might have had like 2-3 Hawaiian contacts, but they wouldn't confirm. So I ended up just chasing them down, making several more contacts, and finally one of them confirmed it.
I saw an article or a post or something that was saying about the different logging softwares and the confirmation rates, and most of them are in the 50% and less.
So many options. Everybody's kind of, you know, there's not like Logbook of the World, it's one place where you can, know, store all your contacts, and then you got QRZs. You don't have to use Logbook of the World. It does kind of spread people out a little bit. And if otherwise, you have people that upload to multiple logs just so they can try to get more people confirmation.
If you're going for awards, you know, like CCDX and stuff like that.
QRZs awards are not bad. I like them. I've got, I finally got to work all states in digital, or mixed mode, as they call it, but basically on digital FD8. I thought about ordering it.
Like 4 from the having it on a phone.
On the phone portion soon. I don't know. Besides the QSO party, you know, I don't know what the best way to go about doing it is without doing something like the Ole Miss Net or something along those lines, where it's, you know, you you're making dedicated contacts to those states. I don't know what the best route is.
Matt, I usually use like the parks on air. It'll tell you when there's somebody in that park, you know, and you can get it. Other than that, I just listen for some of them calling out. And it'll be like, you know, it'll be a different QSO party, and I'll hear somebody from a state that I need calling them, and it's like, man.
I ain't even really started yet. I mean, I got some of them just, I think I'm maybe 50% done. Just, you know, through random contacts. But I'm not really started working on it yet. But I need to get a plan together to do it, because I think doing work in all states on phone, to me, you know, kind of a little harder to do than it is on digital mode. Make it a little bit easier. There's apps that you can run, and it'll just pop up as people call CQ. It'll tell you what state they're from and everything, so you can click on it and try to make contact with them.
Last weekend, I typed in up there in the little search bar for a call sign. Now you can type it in, it'll tell you all about it, and then you can say log new contact. And I was using that, typing them in to, you know, see if it was a country I didn't have yet or anything. And it said, oh, wait a minute, you're over your limit. You need to buy a subscription if you want to do it more.
See?
Yeah, Roger. KN4TFW.
I don't know that I've realized they've had a limit. Is it just so many lookups per day or something? KO4CEN.
It only let me do 100 lookups.
Say that all that was in one day?
Yeah, Roger.
Too bad. But yeah, that would kind of stink if you're really trying to work on something.
I got my big map right in front of me. I just have to look down through there, you know, and figure out what the prefix is and figure out the country.
Anything off the top of my head that would allow you to kind of not have to use QRZ, but I don't know of anything.
KA3JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, KN4TFW.
Ken, good morning, Andrew. Hey, Ken, if you're just looking for the country prefix, you can do Google country, amateur radio country prefix, and it'll tell you what H8, H9, if you just punch in I think it was amateur radio, country prefix and so forth like that for the call signs, it'll give you a whole list, because I had to do that last week, and I was able to just use the Google sheet and go down, and it told me what country the first two letters of each call meant.
I have a physical map that has it all on it, but you know, you just gotta search down through it to figure it out.
Back in alphabetical listing from A to Z and like that, so you could just look at if you were looking up an H and you look up the H and then the number and so forth. Like when I was doing it, it gave me Panama for H8 and H9. So, but it can be done. Yeah, I had to raise my subscription rating to QRZ because I'm doing some other stuff, because I was running into that same problem. I was running into so many lookups per day. So I think I paid the $79 or $89, and I have I think it's the platinum now.
Is that a year?
Yeah.
What subscription do they have?
4 or 5, because there's even a lifetime that you can pay over so many payments, and so forth like that. So if you think you're going to live a while, it's worth the investment. But if not, you know, I think it's $79 or $89 a year that I pay. So, and I use QRZ quite a lot.
Yeah, I figure I probably got I'm hoping for at least another 30 or 35. KN4DFW. Go ahead, Andrew.
By the way, you can do it. I wonder if you just use the QRZ award page, you know, for whatever the award is. You know, it gives you a list of all the confirmed states or countries or whatever. I wonder if you could use that as kind of a list to go off of. But I don't remember if it gave prefixes or not. I know it gave the names, but I don't remember if it gave prefixes.
So I'll log on it later and check it out and see and let you know. So, all right, well, I just heard you guys in there. I wanted to jump in and say hi real quick and let you know about that. If you didn't want to use QRZ, you can Google it. It'll give you a list. So, but you guys have a wonderful day at work, and don't work too hard there. Today's Friday. Take it easy. Relax. Get in, get out, get home before the traffic starts. KA3JCA will be clear.
Hey, Richard, before you go, does the subscription get you to where it'll link up with, like, Logbook of the World and add them to there?
Hold on one second. Let me just log into it real quick.
Does, because, see, I don't pay a subscription, so I can download, but I think to do the upload, I want to say that's part of the subscription part.
Through each one of the subscription things to see, but it looks like it does connect to the awards, but I'm not sure because I do have Logbook of the World, but I haven't done anything with contesting per se with QRZ yet.
All right, well, 7-3, you have a good one, Richard, and Matt, and I'll let you go, and I look forward to catching you again another time. KN4TFW.
KO4CM.
He just delivered breakfast, KA3JCA.
What chores do this weekend?
Can be all messed up because her granddaughter and the daughter came in about midnight last night.
Busy.
Open, and I think the other three are coming over on Saturday. And there's a Easter egg hunt on Saturday.
Tell me Saturday. Supposed to get some fairly high winds. I don't know if there's any bad weather coming with it, but she was saying something about high winds.
Yep, that we could get some high winds, but I think the rain is supposed to be out of here by 8 or 9 o'clock.
My grass mowed this weekend. It's time.
First time this year?
Yeah, it's the first time, so... You know, we got to get all the clover and all that good stuff mowed down good.
Yeah, I think I've cut mine 4 or 5 times anyway already.
And I'm glad my son's going to be doing the work. I gotta buy the battery, though, because it was last year at the very end. It started dying, and we were charging it up to get it going, so it's time to go change it out. I want to go ahead and take it out. That way I don't have to pay the core charge.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, Saturday, and that way we can hopefully mow the grass. How do we eat?
Gee, that's my least favorite thing to do. Like I said, I usually just try to spray as much as I can.
It wears me out. There's no good way to do it. I don't know how people do it all the time, or you see these guys on the side of the interstate weed eating all day. I just don't know how they do it.
The battery one works anymore.
Built 4 cycles, so you know, it's got the, I like the, and I always buy those because it ain't got to worry about the whole oil and gas mixture can. I can just go ahead and keep one separate, but you know, I went with a straight shaft, and it's because supposedly they're supposed to be better as far as, you know, not wearing your back out, but man, it still wears me out.
My problem is, you know, I got a good bit of chain link fence, so man, that just wears out your strength.
Like I said, I'm usually lazy. I'll do the front section that comes off of my house on both sides, and then I don't worry about the sides in the back. And then I had to round it up because I don't feel like doing all that this year.
You blame me on that one.
trees too. I need to get up out of my yard. Man, those things spread like weeds. I didn't know that when they first started popping up. You're like, oh, nice, a mimosa tree. And then you realize how much of an invasive species it is. It's crazy how fast they try to spread. KO4CM.
I mean, it's classified as a weed and not a tree. KN4TFW.
Why? Because, I mean, it does. God, it spreads about as bad as a weed. I mean, if I didn't keep the yard mowed, I mean, they would just spread all over the yard.
Where is this? You're dropping the seed?
Somehow they ended up taking right around the fence line and kind of up under the tree I've got in the backyard. And like I said, really didn't. I've got an old kennel back there for the dog we used to have. And they started growing in there. I didn't think anything about it. You know, it didn't really matter. I don't go inside that kennel. Kind of growed up in there. And so I let it be. And then you just start seeing them pop up in the yard. I mean, just, and there'll be, you know, 10, 15 of them coming up in the yard trying to get established.
It's Bradford pear trees in the front yard, then talks to them little bitty pears everywhere, and then you get a bunch of little seeds, you know, little trees coming up.
Not that good.
Supposed to spread originally, but they cross with something, and then that makes sort of them, all them junker ones you see that take over the field.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, I got a crabapple tree in the front yard. It drops crabapples, but I don't really mow up underneath of it because it's so low. I think I'm all. I got some of the bricks from my dad. He was getting rid of those, I don't know if they're castle rock or what. They're kind of oblong shape, almost at an oval. And I got some of those from him, so I think I'm going to put them around that one because they match the ones I've got.
Step with the radio?
I mean, I got him an antenna set up. On his, he's got an unfinished second story. So I put, he bought a mag mount antenna and I put it on the pie pan, but I'm not sure he's used it yet. He's got to get some coax and drop it into his room that he's got. So I keep trying to see if he's going to end up picking it up, and I don't know if he's done it yet or not. Last I talked to him, he hadn't ordered any coax. Because, I mean, I've got the coax ends. I told him I'd solder it and whatnot, but as far as I know, he hasn't done anything yet.
He soldered my ends yet.
I'm with crimping, but I don't know if that'd be any better than soldering them. And then I almost feel like you might still have to solder. I don't know. I just, yeah, soldering is such a pain in the butt sometimes.
You know, they all screw together, and you're supposed to solder them, but, I mean, they work. They work really good. I mean, 85 countries, and they're not soldered.
Good. I know if you get up to, you know, the LMR 400s, you can't put that other little screw on sleeve, and I think that one would slide off if you don't solder it. I've pulled up in the parking lot, so I guess I better start walking my tail inside, so. But you have a great weekend. I probably won't be off till, you know, 5:30 or so. So probably won't get to talk to you this evening. Hopefully we'll talk either over this weekend or Monday morning. But you be safe on the road, and we'll talk to you next week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your file. 7-3.
Andrew, enjoy that Friday, and I'll catch you later. Be safe. KN4TFW.